السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والنصارى والصابئين من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وعمل صالحا فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون، صدق الله العلي العظيم. One of the highly debated subjects and themes that requires reflection is the question that states, do non-Muslim, Jews, Christians, Sabians, Zoroastrians, others and others, do they receive salvation on the Day of Judgment from God according to the Holy Quran or not? Many people ask this question, especially those who converted to Islam, but their parents have not. They come up with this question. They look for answers. They look for a clarity on this theme. And this theme has been the subject of a long and old discussion and debate among the scholars of Islam from day one. I should say from day one. This is not something new. This is not only Muslims in America and Europe are discussing nowadays. This has been a very hot subject from day one. Islam is a new religion. Islam is only 1400 years old. Many people converted to Islam. 99.9% of people converted to Islam. Only the Prophet, peace be upon him, Imam Ali alayhi salam, those people, early people who did not have to convert because they did not follow previous religions, they stayed monotheistics. But the rest had to convert. So they would ask this question, how about my family, my relatives, my father who died, or my father who's still living, but he's not accepting Islam? What is the answer according to the Quran? And this question is going to continue being debated. It's an ongoing question until the Day of Judgment. Let me, today, Friday noon, July 3rd, 2020, put this answer in three simple stages. There are three answers or three opinions when it comes to this verse in the Quran. In Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2 in the Quran, verse 62. 262 إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والنصارى والصابئين من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر, those who believe, الذين آمنوا means the Muslims. والذين هادوا والنصارى والصابئين, and those who are Jews, Christians and Sabians. And some scholars added to them Zoroastrians and others and others. But the Quran mentions three. In another verse, the Quran mentions Majus, Magians, or Zoroastrians. من آمن, those who among them آمن بالله واليوم الآخر, believed, had faith in God and the last day. وعمل صالحا, and works righteous, righteous deeds. فلهم, they shall have their reward with their Lord. فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم. God is going to reward them on the day of judgment. Very plain, very simple. And the reward is different than punishment. Reward, it could be anything. It could be paradise. It could be something else. It could be forgiveness. ولا خوف عليهم. There shall be no fear upon them, nor shall they grieve. ولا هم يحزنون. That is the translation of this verse. Now, do Jews, Christians, Sabians, and others go to paradise or not? Are they going to receive salvation or not? What does your book say about it? Sometimes you've been asked this question by your friends at school, by your co-workers, by your Catholic friends, Jewish friends, Christian friends, Zoroastrians. They ask us this question. And I'm going to speak about this subject maybe in two series or three episodes. Because time is only, I have only 20 minutes. This is the attention span usually on online. And I have to really do justice to this subject. So maybe I cannot finish up in one session. Maybe I can go into the second and the third session too, inshallah. So there are three opinions. One opinion believes that this is a group of commentators, but they are minority. They believe that all Jews, Christians, Sabians, and others, the Interfaith Council of Orange County, all members of the Interfaith Council, they will make it to paradise. And the names are not important. To call yourself Muslim or a Jew or a Christian or a Baha'i or Zoroastrian or Sabian, it's not important. What is important is the essence, according to this group, which is a minority. They say what is important with God is the essence, your spirit, your conduct, your behavior, your contribution. So if you believe in God, and if you believe in the day of judgment, these two things, and you work righteous, you do good in this life, then you deserve salvation. And you deserve paradise. Because where else God is going to take you on that day? We have two paths. Of course, there is one more path, small path, which is called A'raf. We will speak about it later on in other sessions. But the main two paths, either the right side or the left side. So God is going to take you to the right side, and he doesn't care about what you called yourself. These names are nothing when it comes to God. What is important for God, the essence of religion, not the name of the religion. The essence is you believe in God, the day of judgment, and you do righteous. And according to this group, which is a minority, a Jew should not, there is no reason for him, a Jew, a Christian, a Sabian, or others, there is no reason for them to even change their religion. They can stay where they are, and they still receive the salvation from God. This is according to the first opinion. So this is opinion number one. We come to opinion number two, which is the opinion of the majority of the commentators, philosophers, theologians, historians, jurists and scholars in Islam, the majority of them. This second opinion says, when God mentioned in this verse, chapter 2, verse 62, and there are other similar verses, this is not the only one. When God mentioned the names of the Jews and the Christians and the Sabians, he meant those people who lived during the times of their own messengers and their own prophets, before the mission of the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before Prophet Muhammad started his mission and his ministry, bringing the book from God and starting a new chapter in the history of mankind called Islam. Those who were during the time of their messengers and they adhered to the instructions of their own books and messengers and religions, those are the one that God is speaking about them, not the contemporary ones, not the ones who lived after the time of the Prophet. And they say, we have dalil, we have evidence, and the dalil, the evidence, is in this book. Go to chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 85. This is 85. This is 85. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي. They introduce this verse. They take this verse in chapter 3, 85. Verse 85 in chapter 3 as an evidence that all other previous religions before the Prophet of Islam had been abrogated. And therefore, you have to convert to the new religion. You have to update your iPhone. This is a mandatory update. If you don't update it, it would not function. And they say, this is what God says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي whomsoever seeks غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا, a religion other than Islam, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهِ, فَلَنْ, it would not be accepted from him, وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, and indeed, on the day of judgment, he is one of the losers. And obviously a loser, I can't imagine a loser goes to paradise. We know where the losers go usually. So this is the opinion of the second group, that those previous religions have to convert because the Prophet updated God's. He carried an updated version of God's religion, God's way of life, called Islam. So these previous religions have been abrogated. And then they have another example. They say the second example is the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Prophet Muhammad reached out to the Jews and the Christians and the Sabians and asked them to convert to Islam. So if those people are okay to stay on their own religion, why Prophet Muhammad wasted his time? And why God sent this book? God could have sent only one book, one universal book from day one with Adam or with Noah or with Abraham. And he says, this is my only book, only instruction, only blueprint for the humanity. There are no more books. Why God kept sending books one after the other? Why God kept sending messengers one after the other? He could have sent only one messenger. One messenger. No need for several messengers. It means that the later religion abrogates the previous one. The latter abrogates the previous one. Therefore, they have to convert. And the Prophet asked the Jews and the Christians in his community to convert to Islam, to the new religion, because he said Islam does not contradict your previous religions. Islam complements Christianity and Judaism. So this is the second opinion. Now, some commentators like Al-Qurtubi and others argue that Abdullah ibn Abbas, Habr al-Ummah, the great scholar, the great mufassir, commentator of the Quran, the cousin of the Prophet, peace be upon him, has said that this verse, chapter 62, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 62 has been abrogated by verse 83 in chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, which as I just recited. They say this verse, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالنَّصَارَ وَالصَّابِئِينَ, etc., etc. This has been abrogated by the verse that came later in chapter 3, verse 85, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. Whoever seeks a religion other than Islam, it would not be accepted from him. But many scholars reject this abrogation. They say, no. Verse 62 in chapter 2 still works, still valid. It has not been cancelled or abrogated. Because they say abrogation only applies to legal injunctions, legal commands in Islam, to legal rulings in Islam. Something that has been halal, it becomes haram later on, or something that has been forbidden, it becomes legal later on. Only applies to these cases of halal and haram. It does not apply to destructive statements in the Quran. Statements that describe something does not apply to them. It doesn't apply to them. Only applies to the rulings. Rulings that previously was forbidden, it becomes legal, or it was legal, it becomes later on forbidden. So they don't accept the abrogation of this verse. So, where is the answer? The answer is in opinion number 3, that many open-minded and genius commentators of the Quran state this third opinion. And this is because when you have pure intention, niyyah khalisa, in understanding what God is telling you, and you really focus and concentrate and spend time and time and time and time again and again and again with the Holy Book, with the right source of interpretation of the Holy Book, which is the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, God is going to give you Furqan. God is going to give you the criterion to distinguish the right from the wrong. So listen to the third opinion. The third opinion says, neither the first opinion is right, which is God opens paradise for all people. All are welcome. It's like biryani, you know, or Sheikh Mahshi. It has all the ingredients. All are welcome. Neither the second opinion that says some Jews and Christians who did well in this life, who did righteous deeds, who believed in God, who believed in the Day of Judgment, they are banned from going to paradise. This one also does not work. So what is the answer? They say the answer is that this verse in chapter 2, verse 62, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالنَّصَارَ وَالصَّابِئِينَ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ is not trying to legitimize the previous religions or endorsing you while you are staying with your previous religion, saying that you may stay as a Jew or as a Christian and then you go to paradise. It's not that broad invitation. This verse, we have to read it within the context. And let me explain two things to you. One, the scholars call it al-itlaq al-zamani. The second is al-itlaq al-ahwali. Al-itlaq al-zamani means the temporal encompassment, which means that the verse, certain verses in the Quran, they work for all times. They are valid for all times, from the beginning till the end. It has no restrictions. Temporal encompassment. They work for all times. The second, al-itlaq al-ahwali, which is the circumstantial or thematic encompassment, which means some of the verses in the Quran, they work for all circumstances, all conditions, no restrictions apply. This verse, chapter 2, verse 62, the first one applies to it, which is the temporal encompassment, applies to this, meaning that is, it is open-ended, it works for all times. A Jew, a Christian, a Sabian, others, they might enter paradise even after the time of a Prophet Muhammad. It is not restricted by those who were before the Prophet, but not those who came after the Prophet. No, it works for all of them. No restriction, no blackout dates. It's not like the annual pass of Disneyland. Half of the year is a blacked out. No, it's open for all times. But, however, they say when it comes to al-itlaq al-ahwali, the circumstantial, the thematic encompassment, it is restricted. What does that mean? It means that they have to have certain conditions in order for them to make it into salvation. And these conditions are two. Number one, the groups of Jews, Christians, Sabians, Zoroastrians, and others who did not hear about Islam, they did not know about Islam either. They were not informed or they were misinformed. They are exempted and they can make it to paradise because there is a maxim, important maxim in chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, Surah Al-Isra, the Ascension in the Holy Quran. God says in that chapter, وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. And the fuqaha, the jurists say, قُبْحُ الْعِقَابِ بِلَا بَيَانٍ. God says, I am not going to hold anyone accountable or to punish anyone unless I inform them. If I don't inform them, if they have no information, or they have disinformation, misinformation, then they are not held accountable. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. So this is one condition. A non-Muslim, if he really did not know about Islam, never heard about Islam, and there are some people who never heard, or some people who heard exactly the opposite. They heard that Islam is a brutal religion, bad religion, religion of violence. Prophet Muhammad encouraged violence. He encouraged suppressing women. He did this, he did that. This is what they hear from many sources. Islamophobia. This is what they hear. They are engulfed with Islamophobia. So those people, God says, if they die and they really don't know about Islam, they don't know about the truth, I'm not going to punish them. This is one condition. The second condition is, he or she, they knew about Islam, they heard about Islam, but it did not even cross their mind even for a second that Islam is the right religion. It didn't. They read about it, but they did not even, Islam did, they did not have even ihtimal, the possibility that Islam is the real religion, the genuine religion, and Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the messenger of God, and the Holy Quran, this book, is the divine scripture. It didn't cross their mind. Again, those people who heard, but they were not convinced. They were not convinced, not out of arrogance, my friend. Sometimes people do not believe out of arrogance, out of bigotry, out of bias. This is a different case. But some people who has no bias, but he has no bigotry, but he was not convinced. And they died and they were confused about Islam. They heard about Islam from their family members, from their friends, but they were really still confused. They did not know where is the truth. And if they die, then God says those are exempted because they believed in me, They believed in the day after. They did work. They worked righteous. Therefore, they deserve salvation. So according to the third opinion, a group of non-Muslims might make it to paradise, but with these two conditions. One condition, they never heard about Islam. They died while they never heard about Islam, or they did hear about Islam, but it was not really convincing for them. There was no enough evidence for them to embrace Islam. They were still hesitant till the last day. But at the same time, they believed in God. They believed that there is a day of judgment, there is a day of accountability, and they did righteous in their life. God is not going to waste their work, and God is just, and God is merciful, and God is loving God. We will continue on this theme, inshallah. My friends, we have to stay at home again. I know it has been 4 months, difficult months for many of us, especially those who used to travel, to go out, to meet people. It's not easy. But you have to be strong. Keep your strength, keep your hope, keep your optimism. Otherwise, it has bad consequences on your brain, mentally, socially, emotionally. It has terrible consequences. But you have to fight. We all have to fight. And God wants us to be fighters. God is testing us. And He wants us to keep going, keep going, keep going. Don't stop. Don't allow this pandemic to overwhelm you, or this virus to overtake you. Don't. Do whatever you have to do. When it comes to health and hygiene, when it comes to social distancing, when it comes to really washing your hands several times a day, when it comes to wearing the mask, be responsible. This is our responsibility. This is the individual's responsibility, the citizen's responsibility. Even if the leadership is corrupt, we don't care about leadership. كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. We, the citizens, we provide the leadership, the right leadership. Therefore, we have to work together because we are all in this together. This is our country. This is our land. This is our society. People are our families. So we have to care. We have to be more responsible, my friends, more responsible, until we are able to defeat this pandemic. إن شاء الله تعالى اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين and congratulations on the birth of our eighth Imam, الإمام علي بن موسى الرضا عليه الصلاة والسلام.